I desire mercy, not sacrifice. If you knew what this meant, we should add, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Because here our Lord, when he says not sacrifice, doesn't mean that sacrifice is not pleasing to our Lord or it's pleasing to God. But what he is telling us here is we must exercise mercy because we must live charity. Remember, charity is defined as the love of God for the sake of God. So that every action that we undertake is for love of him. And that is why our Lord here actually proclaims the disciples innocent for violating what the Pharisees considered the law regarding the Sabbath. It certainly was not lawful to work on the Sabbath, but that did not mean that you could not lift a finger, which is how the Pharisees interpreted it. It certainly does not mean we can't do what we have to do to take care of ourselves. And so our Lord is saying, no, that's not how to interpret the law. In any case, what's most important is charity. And that's why our Lord here praises mercy, says we must exercise mercy. And here we celebrate, here in the United States, transferred from July 14th, since we celebrate the Cateria de Caquita here in the United States, we today celebrate St. Camillus de Lellis, who exercised to a heroic degree, actually, that charity, that mercy, towards anyone who had need. Mostly the sick and the suffering, but anyone who had need. To the point, just to give an example, to the point that, well, actually, so much so that he founded a society and a congregation precisely for this health of the sick. For the care of the sick, I should say. But it is said of him that he practiced that charity so much so that he saw Christ in each and every one of the people he was working with. And so much he would ask them, he would beg their forgiveness for his sins. Not saying that he confessed his sins to them, but he did ask their forgiveness. That's how closely he saw our Lord in each and every one of those sick that he worked with. That's how intensely, he lived that charity. And that's really what our Lord is asking of us too. And it starts, I repeat, with that definition of charity, that love of God. First, we grow in our love for God, a love that grows so tense that we go out and seek to share it. And there's where that mercy comes from, and where it flows out, each and every one whom we encounter. A charity so intense, we might even ask them to forgive our sins. In any case, that's what we're asked for, that charity, that love of God, for God himself, that we will seek to share it with everyone. It will move us so much to share that love. Even perhaps when it seems repugnant. So you see, there will be sacrifice. That's always involved. So when our Lord says it's mercy that I desire, not sacrifice, it doesn't mean there won't be sacrifice. It doesn't mean the sacrifice is not pleasing to God. But what's most important is even the sacrifice, if we're going to offer it, it's for love of him, for the love of God, to fulfill the will of God. That's when it's pleasing to God. And that is what our life is to be all about. Let us start by our daily prayer. We should spend some time in silence prayer every day to grow in that love, to nurture that love for him. And then to go out and share it with everyone we encounter, with everyone we meet. And then we are living charity, true charity, all for the love of God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.